Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today's program will explore the swing bands of Cab Calloway, Lionel Hampton, Gene Krupa, Duke Ellington with singer Ivy Anderson, Tommy Dorsey, and Count Basie. A curious footnote in jazz history was a violent encounter between Cab Calloway and a young Dizzy Gillespie in 1941. Backstage, after working at the State Theater in Hartford, Connecticut, Calloway accused Gillespie of throwing spitballs on stage. One thing led to another, and the two got into a fist fight. Gillespie pulled out a knife and stabbed Calloway in the thigh. Of course, Gillespie was fired. Fortunately, the two made up years later. Here's Cab and Orchestra with I Ain't Getting Nowhere Fast, Queen Isabella, and Swing, Swing, Swing.
Yes, indeed. I guess you think that I'm all class for you, baby. I beg your pardon if I'm wrong. Perhaps I don't belong. I no sooner said pleased to meet you than you turn your pretty head, heartless greet you. I ain't getting nowhere fast with you, baby. So I'll be on my merry way. Goodbye, ta-ta, so long, good day. 'Cause I ain't getting nowhere fast.
Thank you. heart begins to sing. Let your kisses fly away and swing, swing, swing. Here and there, you'll find rhythm everywhere. All the world's gone crazy about this damn new thing. Syncopation's got you in a mellow refrain. Then something tells you that you're not blue again. Oh, rock and sway as your troubles fly away. Catch the rhythm of today and swing, 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 swing.
You're listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Lionel Hampton was born in Louisville, Kentucky in 1908. His father disappeared during World War I and he moved around a lot with his mother, finally settling in Chicago. As a teenager, he learned to play the drums and the xylophone. He was a very innovative drummer with several bands until Louis Armstrong invited him to play the recently invented vibraphone on some recordings. So the first important vibraphonist in jazz was born. He was invited by Benny Goodman in 1936 to play in his small combo, one of the first times white and black musicians performed on stage together. Hampton left Goodman in 1940 to start his own big band. Hampton downsized the orchestra about 1945 and led various bands until he passed away in 2002 at 94. Hampton had an incredible eye for talent and hired many young musicians who went on to huge careers in jazz. This set has three instrumentals by the Hampton Orchestra: Jivin' the Vibes, Buzzin' Around with the Bee, and I'm in the Mood for Swing. What else?
swing it. What you say, boys, if we swing this beat?
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging away. During the late 1930s, racial barriers in music were breaking down, and drummer and bandleader Gene Krupa did his part to help. In 1941, Krupa hired black trumpet player Roy Eldridge, one of the finest jazz trumpet players ever. You'll hear the trumpet of Roy on this next set, Amour, Stop the Red Lights On, and The Walls Keep Talking. Anita O'Day and Howard Delaney doing the singing.
Thank you. Amor, amor, amor. My heart is true, it's just for you, so won't you love me? Amor, amor, amor. I only know there couldn't be my love without me. This pure passion's fire burning my heart aflame. This wild, sweet desire yearning with bitter pain. Strange mystery, no matter where you may be, for all of eternity I know I love you. Amor, amor, amor. My lips are still, my heart will thrill to your caresses. Amor, amor, amor. My love is thine, tell me you're mine and end my loneliness.
Amor, amor, amor. My heart is true, it's just for you, so won't you love me? Amor, amor, amor. I only know there couldn't be my love without thee. Amor, amor, amor. My lips are still, my heart will thrill to your caresses. Amor, amor, amor. My love is thine, tell me you're mine, and my
on. Now it's green, you can go.
the joy.
Oh, yeah.
Ready, little Jazz, go!
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Show. Ivy Anderson was born in Gilroy, California in 1905. She attended a convent from age 9 to 13 and studied voice. She sang in her high school glee club and choir. She decided on a career in show business. Ivy sang with many bands, went on world tours, and even danced in the chorus line at the Cotton Club in Harlem. Duke Ellington saw her perform in Chicago in 1931 and offered her a job with his orchestra. Anderson stayed for 11 years, but she was forced to retire from music due to her severe asthma. She moved to L.A. and opened a restaurant. Her illness finally defeated her in 1949 at age 44. I've got three songs lined up by Ivy Anderson and the Ellington Orchestra from the mid-1930s. Truckin', Isn't Love the Strangest Thing?, and Oh Babe, Maybe Someday. ¶¶
started trucking. As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem, saw everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Paul Cal were doing it all over town. You see them scuffling, shuffling, trucking along. It spread like forest blaze, became a craze, and thanks to Harlem now, everybody's trucking. If you say you're kissing me, it's just my imagination. When I dream of you. Do I dream, I do, oh, there's maybe someday.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. The Dorsey brothers, Tommy on trombone and Jimmy on alto and clarinet, were excellent musicians and had no trouble finding work, either separately or together, during the early part of their careers in jazz. They had somewhat different personalities, though. Although they were both gregarious and well-liked by all, Tommy was more of a perfectionist and disciplinarian, while Jimmy had a very laid-back style of leadership. Perhaps these differences led to Tommy leaving the Dorsey Brothers Band in 1935. Here's the Tommy Dorsey Band with Yes Indeed, with a vocal duet by Joe Stafford and Cy Oliver, Song of India, and Edith Wright singing the Dipsy Doodle.
Yes, indeed.
Making with the jive, boy, you shout when it hits you.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, yes. Yes, you shout when it hits you.
Yes, indeed.
When the spirit moves you, you shout hallelujah.
I mean,
when it hits you. Hits you, you holler.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
thing to beware. The dipsy-doodle will get in your hair, and if it gets you, it couldn't be worse. The things you say will come out in reverse, like you love I and me love you. That's the way the dipsy-doodle works. The dipsy-doodle is easy to find. It's almost always in back of your mind. You never know it until it's too late, and then you're in such a terrible state, like the moon jumped over the cow. Hey diddle, that's the way the dipsy-doodle works. When you think that you're crazy, you're the victim of the dipsy-doodle. But it's not your mind that's hazy, it's your tongue that's at fault, not your noodle. You better listen and try to be good, and try to do all the things that you should. The dipsy-doodle will get you someday. You'll think you're crazy, the things that you say, like rhythm got I and hot am I. That's the way the dipsy-doodle works.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. There was a rather seedy flophouse hotel on 7th Avenue in Harlem called the Woodside Hotel that has long since been torn down. But it was a place to stay for black musicians and baseball players while visiting New York City. There was a room in the basement large enough for the Count Basie Orchestra to rehearse. In 1938, Basie composed and recorded Jumpin' at the Woodside, which you will hear shortly, along with the jazz standard written by Ray Noble, Cherokee, and the program will end with Love Me or Leave Me.
Thank you.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.